previous four sermons that we had on Galatians, we discussed the relationship between law and grace.
保罗一直在为无条件的救恩，也就是我们经常讲的因信称义来辩论。
Paul continues to testify for unconditional salvation, that is, salvation by faith.
我想现在呢，大家已经很清楚了，人的得救和我们的得救不是靠守律法或者是好的行为，乃是靠信。
So all of us by now should be very clear that when people are saved, it is not because they abide by the law or do good deeds, but rather it is because of faith.
然后我们到进入到加拉太书第三章的时候，这对加拉太的信徒来说，这是他们的问题吗？这是他们要解决的问题吗？
But now, as we get to this part of Galatians, is the question that the Galatians were trying to resolve still the same one?
当我们进入第三章，我们就会发现，对加拉太人来说，他们问题的重心啊，不是得不得救的问题。
When we get to chapter 3 of Galatians, we see the issues or the questions by, faced by them revolve not around whether there is salvation.
因为他们已经是基督徒了哈，他们已经生活在教会了，已经是天国的子民了。
Because they were already Christians, they already had a church, and they were already citizens of God's kingdom.
对这些人来说呢，最切身的问题是成为了基督徒之后，信了耶稣之后，怎样才能保持这个救恩，怎样能够继续呢？要持守律法来保持这个救恩吗？
Their issue was, as Christians, after they had started believing in Christ, how do they maintain grace and how do they obey the law?
就是说在得救我们是因着信，但是信了之后怎么办呢？
So that is to say, we are saved through faith, but what do we do after we believe and accept?
或者用我们今天的语言来说，就是我们怎样才能做一个好基督徒呢？
Or in modern day terms, this question becomes, how can we be a good Christian?
很多时候我会听到一些非信徒啊，外面的人指着电视的新闻啊，或者一些的事情来对我说哎，你看那些不信的人呐，都比你们基督徒好。
Many times we see non-Christians pointing to, for example, the news on the TV or other issues and saying to us, look, many non-Christians do more good things than you Christians.
似乎在非信徒的眼中啊，好基督徒是有一个标准在那里。
It's as if in the eyes of non-Christians that Christians are based on a standard, an expectation.
我想这种的标准呢，同样的在基督教或者基督徒的圈子当中流行着。
And this kind of expectation is also very popular amongst Christian circles.
因为常常会有人来向我说或者是投诉说另一些人啊，他们的行为不好，他们不像一个基督徒。
For example, many times people come up to me and complain that so-and-so's behavior is not good and unlike a Christian.
因为他们不按照圣经的教导来生活。
Because they don't live according to the Bible, for example.
当然我在这里也经常收到对大家年轻人的投诉哈。
Obviously here I receive a lot of complaints about the behavior of young people.
这些投诉可能也是指着我的，说我工作做得不好。
And these complaints can also reflect the fact that they may think I'm not doing my job well.
当然我们不一定是要去介意别人怎么看，但对我们来说，我们也必须去理解清楚到底什么才是一个好基督徒呢？
But the complaints other people make about you and me, you don't always have to agree with them, but you have to understand what is to be a good Christian.
也就是说，什么才是一个做基督徒的标准呢？
So what is the expectation to be a good Christian?
或者我们心里面都有一个好基督徒的形象在心中。
Or perhaps we all already have an image of what it is like to be a good Christian.
一个好基督徒是每个星期天都去教会崇拜的。
For example, we may believe that a good Christian is one who will go to church to worship every week.
会是每个星期都参加查经班啊，祷告会的。
Or one that will participate in Bible studies and prayer meetings.
会是守十一奉献的。
Who will tithe a tenth of their income.
会是每天祷告读经的。
Will pray and read the Bible every day.
会是很愿意帮助人的。
Will enjoy helping others.
会是讲话很温柔，很谦卑的。
And will speak with gentleness and humility.
如果做不到这些呢，就不是一个很好的基督徒了。
So if they can't do all these things, then they're not a good Christian.
这样听上去好像也是对的，是吧？
And this sounds kind of right.
但是 如果要做到这些才是一个好基督徒的话，那这些东西岂不变成了基督徒的律法了吗？
But if it is only that you do these things that you are a good Christian, doesn't this make these things like the law?
保罗不是说不需要条件的吗？
But then again, didn't Paul say it was unconditional?
什么是基督徒的标准呢？或者说做基督徒到底有没有一个标准？
So what are the expectations for a Christian? Or are there any expectations for being a Christian?
我想我们应该从保罗怎么样去回应加拉太人信徒的疑问，我们来看这个问题。
So let us look at this question from how Paul responds to the questions by the Galatians.
保罗在今天我们要看的经文当中呢，给了三个重点。
In today's verses, Paul gives us three main points as a guide on how to be a good Christian.
那第一个重点呢，就是信神。
First point is to believe in God.
在经文的第六到第九节哈，我们慢慢的看，保罗用了亚伯拉罕来做一个例子，来说明怎样才是一个义人。
In verses 6 to 9, Paul uses Abraham as an example on how to be a righteous person.
义人呢，就是圣经当中常常来形容那一些神所喜悦的人。
Righteous is a term that is often used to describe people in the Bible whom God has given great joy to, great blessings to.
也就是今天我们口里面所讲的好基督徒。
And this is comparable to, as we describe today, a good Christian.
在第六节这里说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算他为义了。
The sixth verse says, he believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness.
保罗用的这个例子呢，是来自于创世纪第十五章的一件的事情。
This example that Paul uses is from Genesis chapter 15.
在当时呢，亚伯拉罕年纪老迈了，又没有儿子，但偏偏他这么老的时候，神却应许他要赐给他一个儿子。
During that time, Abraham was already a very old man, and he had no sons. But God had promised him to give him a son.
有一天，神领他到帐篷的外面，叫他抬头看看天空，天上面这么多的星星。然后对他说，你的后裔会像天上的星这么多。
And then told him, if you indeed can count them, so shall your offspring be.
亚伯拉罕信神这样的应许，神就说他是个义人。
Abraham had faith in God's promise, and hence God said he was a righteous person.
要知道在亚伯拉罕的时代，根本还没有律法。
We must know that in Abraham's time, God had not given humans the law yet.
律法是摩西的时代神所颁布的。
The law was declared by God to mankind during the time of Moses.
那我们看到亚伯拉罕并没有因为他做了什么好的行为而被神称为义人。
So here we can see that Abraham was not called righteous by God because he did many good deeds or followed the law.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕被称为义人和跟律法两者之间没有关系啊。
And hence, Abraham being called righteous and abiding by the law are completely separate issues.
在犹太人的传统里面呢，对亚伯拉罕还有一个传说。
In Jewish, the Jews have a legend about Abraham.
当亚伯拉罕在那个时候开始了他的旅程啊，要离开本乡本族的时候呢，他看见了天上的星星。
When Abraham started on his journeys, he saw the stars in the heaven.
他就说我要拜这一些的星星。
And said, I will worship the stars.
但是很快呢，那些星星闪啊闪啊的就不见了。
But ere long, the stars set.
接着呢，亚伯拉罕又看见一个星座啊，那个星座呢叫卯兽星，就是今天我们讲的金牛座。
And then Abraham saw the constellation, the Pleiades and the rest of them.
他就说那好，我就拜这个星座吧。
And then he said, oh, okay, I will worship the constellations.
但是很快，星座也不见了。
But soon afterwards, the constellations also set.
接着，他又看见月亮高高的挂在天上，他就说，那我就来拜月亮吧。
And then Abraham saw the moon sailing high in the heavens, and he said, I will worship the moon.
但是当天亮的时候，月亮也不见了。
But the moon also vanished when her season was over.
接着他就看见太阳了，太阳是多么的灿烂美丽的。
And then Abraham saw the sun in all his majesty.
但是当白日过去的时候，太阳又同时消失在西方的地平线上。
But when the day was spent, he saw the sun sink into the western horizon.
星星、星座、月亮、太阳，一切都不值得亚伯拉罕去敬拜，因为他们都有限制，他们都会消失。
So it seems the stars, the constellation, the moon, and the sun were all unworthy of Abraham's worship, for all had set and all had disappeared.
接着，亚伯拉罕就说，我要敬拜神，因为他是永存的。
And then Abraham said, I will worship God, for he abides forever.
这些事都告诉我们，亚伯拉罕所信的那一个神，是一个永生的神，是一个至高的神。
These things all tell us that Abraham believes in God, who is the one and only, the highest and the everlasting God.
他因为信这个永生的神和神的应许，他不再去敬拜其他的那一些神了啊，所以他就被称为义人。
And he proclaims that the he believes in the everlasting God and his promise, and will never worship other gods, and that is why he was proclaimed as righteous.
在这里呢，我们还要注意一个重点，就是是谁称他为义人的。
Here, there is one other point that we must be aware of, that is, who calls Abraham as righteous?
是神称他为义人，不是其他的人因为他做了什么而称为他义人。
Here it is in fact God that calls him righteous, and not other people calling him righteous because of his actions.
这也是告诉我们，基督徒没有好基督徒，也没有坏基督徒。
Yeah, this is telling us that there are no such thing as good Christians or bad Christians per se.
只有神眼中的基督徒。
There are only Christians in the eyes of God.
我们没有资格用好或者坏去判断其他的基督徒，只有神有权。
We have no right to judge other Christians as being good or bad, because only God has that right.
因为被称义是因着信。
Because to be righteous is based on faith.
而信呢？信只有是你自己知道是真信还是假信，和神知不知道你是不是信。
And faith will only be known to yourself whether it is real or not, and will only be known to God whether you truly believe.
第三者无从判断另一个人是不是一个好基督徒。
And a third party would have no say in this, whether or not you are a good Christian or not.
我们再看第二个重点，第二个重点在今天的经文的第十到十四节当中。
Let us look at the second main point, which can be found in verses 10 to 14.
信我们的圣子耶稣。
That is to believe in Jesus,
the
God.
保罗在第十节说到，凡行律法为本的，都是被咒诅的。
In verse 10, Paul says, All who rely on observing the law are under a curse.
律法不是神颁布的吗？
But wasn't the law created by God?
保罗也引用生命记当中神说，凡不常常照着律法书上所写的一切去行，都被咒诅。
Paul also uses God's words in Deuteronomy. For it is written, Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law.
为什么一边神叫人守律法一边又说守律法的是被咒诅的呢？
So why does God tell people on one hand to obey the law, but on the other hand inspires Paul to say that we are under a curse?
这里保罗所讲的不是守律法的人被咒诅。
Here, Paul is not saying that everyone who obeys the law is cursed.
而是以行律法为本的人会被咒诅。
But rather, he is saying, cursed are those who rely on observing the law.
这个分别在于人是要守律法，但是我们不能够因着守律法而称义。
The difference here is that people must abide by the law. However, people will not be righteous just because they abide in the law.
律法的目的是什么呢？是叫人知罪。
The law exists for people to be aware of sin.
如果我们把能不能守律法作为一个信仰的根基的话，那最后是我们每一个人都不能够做得到。
If we hold whether or not we can obey the law as the basis of our faith, then nobody will be able to achieve it because nobody can obey all the laws.
那我们就等于把自己放在了一个咒诅当中。
It is like us putting ourselves a curse.
这也是为什么我们需要耶稣在十字架上的救赎。
And that is why we need the salvation from Christ given to us from the cross.
十三节里面说到，基督替我们受了咒诅，就救赎我们脱离律法的咒诅。
In verse 13, it says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us.
我们相信神，我们遵守神的律法，但是我们仍然是活在咒诅当中的，因为我们不能够完全的遵守律法。
We believe in God and we follow God's law, but nevertheless we live under a curse because we are unable to completely uphold the law.
不守律法的就会被神咒诅惩罚。
And if we do not completely uphold the law, then we will be punished by God and be cursed.
但是圣经告诉我们，耶稣的降生受死就代替了我们这样的惩罚。
But then the Bible tells us, Christ's descent and death was the substitute for our punishment.
是他打破了这种的咒诅。
It is Christ breaking this curse for us.
约翰福音三章十六节，我想大家都会背是吧
？Sure, everybody here knows John 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至把他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
我想，在我们的始祖亚当、夏娃，他就是不能够守住神给他们的吩咐，而吃了生命树上的果子，而受到了咒诅。
In Genesis, Adam and Eve were unable to follow God's commands to them at the fruit of the tree, and ate the fruit of the tree, and that was the exact reason why they were cursed.
我们自己人的罪性的同样的使我们没有办法做到神的要求，所以我们也会被咒诅。
Our sin at the same time makes us unable to do what God requires, and hence causes us to be cursed also.
而我们相信耶稣的时候，就打破了被律法和人的行为所捆绑着。
However, when we believe in Christ, we overcome the limits of the law and of human behavior.
所以保罗告诉我们，要成为一个神眼中的义人，不是靠我们守了多少的律法。
Hence, Paul tells us to become righteous in the eyes of God, it is irrelevant how much we abide by the law.
而是信耶稣。
But only if we believe and trust in Christ.
因为他是人通往神的唯一的道路，他就是真理和生命。
Because Christ is the only way to God. He is the truth and the life.
而耶稣呢，也在那个时候应许所有信他的人，在他升天之后呢，有圣灵赐下。代替耶稣在地上的工作。
And Christ also promises to those who follow him that after he ascends to heaven, the Holy Spirit will descend and continue his work.
所以呢，我们今天第三个重点，我们回到三章的一开始一到五节是相信圣灵的帮助。
Hence, the third main point of today's sermon will return to verses 1 and 5. That is, to believe in the assistance of the Holy Spirit.
保罗表达得很清楚，人是因信而得救，不是靠律法或者好的行为。
Paul has expressed it very clearly. People are saved through faith and not through following laws or doing good deeds.
人不需要靠律法得救，并不代表人就不需要守律法。
Although people do not need to rely on the law to be saved, but this does not mean that people do not need to follow the law.
就是说今天我们不需要按着圣经的教导来的过生活。
And this is not saying that people today don't need to live according to the Bible.
第三节保罗说，你们是这样的无知吗？你们既然靠着圣灵开始，现在还要靠着肉体成全吗？
In verse 3, Paul says, Are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort?
在保罗的心中基督徒的人生就像一条走向天国的一个旅程。
For Paul, a Christian's life is like a path leading towards heaven.
不信的人呢，就连这条路都找不到。
People who do not believe cannot even find this path.
而信的人呢，是靠着耶稣的恩典找到了这条路走上了这条路。
But those who believe rely on the grace of Christ and find the path and follow the path.
既然这个开始这一个旅程，我们不是靠着人的努力，而是恩典。那接下来我们要走完这条路的时候，还要靠着人的行为吗？
Hence, it seems that this journey did not originate from human effort, but rather from grace.
保罗说，开始的时候是靠着恩典， 结束的时候也要靠着恩典。
And hence Paul says, we rely on grace in the beginning, and hence we should also rely on grace until the end.
那保罗是不是说，那我们靠着恩典，我们就不需要行为了？
But is Paul saying that if we rely on grace, we don't need to act properly?
他说的是，我们的行为不是靠我们的努力而行出来的。
No, Paul is instead saying that our actions are not brought about by our own efforts.
而是靠着那圣灵的力量行出来的。
But rather, our actions are inspired by the power of the Holy Spirit.
其实有时候我们知道我们自己行为上有问题的，而且我们很努力的去改，想做一个好基督徒。
In all honesty, we often know that we have problems in the way we act, and we strive to change it, to try to become a better Christian.
但慢慢慢慢的就会发现，哎呀，原来做基督徒很累的，很累的，啊，最后很多人就放弃了。
But slowly we realize that being a Christian is very, very tiring, and many people in the end give up.
为什么很累呢？这个问题是在于人是靠着自己的努力在行，所以很累。
The problem here is that because if we strive purely through human effort, it is obviously very tiring.
这样的结果会有两个，一个就是很累很累之后就放弃了，不做基督徒了。
And there are two possible outcomes. One is to give up because it is too tiring through human effort.
另一个呢就是，哎，自己的努力做得还不错，自己做得很好，别人都不行。
And the other is to think that we have done so well with ourselves that other people cannot compare to us.
最后出现了一个属灵上的骄傲。
Which leads to excessive pride spiritually.
因为人家都做不到，我比人家都好。
Because we think no one can match up to our efforts.
雅各书啊，里面讲到，没有行为的信心是死的。
In the book of James, it tells us, faith without works is dead.
有信心的人就会有行为。
People with faith will have works, will have actions.
不是靠行为来带出信心。
But it is not action that brings about faith.
而是因着信心带出了行为。
But rather faith that brings about action.
再讲清楚一点，就是我们不是为着因为人有好的行为，所以结果呢就是认识了神。
To clarify, it is not because people do good works that they are able to come to know God.
而是因为认识了神，然后就会有好行为。
But rather it is people learning to do good works because they have come to know God.
而这种的行为不是靠人的力量或者努力，乃是靠圣灵的力量。
And moreover, these works are not done through the strength of humans, but rather through the strength of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣应许圣灵与信他的人同在。
Christ had allowed the Holy Spirit to be with those who had faith in him.
所以信了的人，圣灵会帮助我们。
Hence, if you believe, the Holy Spirit will help you.
然后我们之后再讲到第五章的时候呢，还会讲到圣灵所结的果子啊，里面有仁爱啊、喜乐、平安、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Later, when we reach chapter 5 of Galatians, it'll talk about the fruits of the Holy Spirit being love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
基督徒身上的好见证是圣灵的工作，不是人的努力。
These are good testimonies seen in the lives of Christians, and it is the work of the Holy Spirit, and is not achieved by the efforts of man alone.
如果我们今天看到基督徒别的基督徒身上的行为有问题的时候，我们一开始就不要想到怎么样去责备，怎么样去判断，或者怎么样去教导他，让他好一点。
Today, if you see issues with the behavior of Christians, do not immediately accuse them, judge them, or attempt to teach them.
我们首先要做的。为他们求圣灵的同在。
But we must first pray that the Holy Spirit will be with them.
今天，如果你觉得做基督徒很累，很多的捆绑。
Today, if you think being a Christian is very tiring or you have many troubles.
那可能是因为你正在靠着自己的努力想做一个基督徒。
That may be because you are trying too hard with your own human efforts to become a Christian.
快求圣灵的帮助，把自己完全的交托给圣灵。
Instead, we should seek the help of the Holy Spirit and completely give ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
然后你就会看到圣灵如何的在你的身上结出刚才所讲的那些的果子哈，仁爱、喜乐、平安等等等等。
And then you will see the fruits of the Holy Spirit being born upon yourself, being love, joy, peace, etc.
最后让我们再总结一下我们今天的重点。
In conclusion, let us summarize today's main points.
当时犹太人的假教师去到加拉太，告诉那里的信徒，做一个基督徒的准则呢，是需要有信心加上有行为。
The context of those times were that false Jewish teachers had come to Galatia and told the Galatians that the standard of being a Christian requires actions to prove faith.
在而保罗这告诉我们，通过他的书信告诉我们不是这样。
But Paul tells us it is not like this.
基督徒的准则只有一个，是信。
There is only one expectation for a Christian, and that is faith.
信创造天地的神。
Faith in the God of heaven and earth.
信耶稣从死里复活的救赎。
Faith in Christ who died and resurrected for our salvation.
信圣灵的帮助和同在。
And faith in the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us and helping us.
而当我们真正相信的时候呢，圣灵就与我们同在，我们就能够结出美好的果子。
And when we truly believe, the Holy Spirit will be with us and allow us to bear wonderful fruit.
也就是说，最后的结论是，做一个基督徒的标准，或者说我们要去持守我们的信仰，不是靠着一半的信心和一半的行为。
And in conclusion, this is to say that the expectations of a Christian, for the standard of being a Christian, is not based half on faith and half on effort.
而是百分之一百的信心。
Rather, it is based on 100% faith.
当我们有百分之一百的信心的时候，在圣灵的帮助下，我们就会有好的行为。
Because when we have 100% faith, this allows the Holy Spirit to help us and achieve good works.
愿意圣灵来帮助我们，我们大家都有百分之一百的信心。
May the Holy Spirit help us all to have 100% faith.